Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Chip Bell, 10-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Sprinkles and Kaleidoscope and I don't know how many books, something under 100 books he's written over the years, and they just sell like crazy because people love them. They're small and get to the point and help you understand how to take care of your customers, how to love up your customers even more than ever. Chip, thanks again for being here. ChipBell.com.
ChipBell.com, yes, sir. It's one I can remember.
Chip, what do you do for your clients?
One of the things I do is try to help them gain insight into the customer and what customers need. And I don't mean information. I don't mean understanding. I mean insight, meaning, gee whiz, they're doing that. What might that mean for me and my business? And so we were just talking about when we went to break about how Amazon has just bought Whole Foods. And so what is important for customers is to say, so what does this mean for me? I'm not in the grocery business, but there are lessons I can learn from the rationale. And there's plenty of stuff out there on the media right now about what is the logic to that? Why would they buy that? What is this going to mean for me? And so helping organizations gain the kind of aha, the insight to say, well, if that's where it's going, this is what I need to do differently.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like Uber, you know. What does Uber mean for my business? What is the new Apple Watch mean for my business? You know, what are the implications of that? How's Tesla reinventing the how we buy automobiles? What might that mean to me and my business?
That question you just asked, folks, that Chip just asked, you have to write this down, and you have to print it out in big bold print, and put it up all over your business. What are the implications of the future that we can see?
Exactly.
Right. Never. We're not trying to get you to be clairvoyant or prophets. We're just, you know, how about the future we can see?
Right.
Somebody who was it said the future is here already. It's just not widely distributed.
That's
and on. So you've got to do that. You've got to realize that the future, a lot of the future is right in front of you. And what are the implications? And for small businesses, the future is technology combined with your high tech, combined with your high touch but not just to get them to find you, but after they buy from you for you to take care of them.
Right. Even the in-store experience needs to have some technology associated with it because, again, as we were describing, customers going to think you're going to be archaic if you don't have that. And they're having more and more needs for information, for enrichment, make me smarter, help me grow, you know, meet my needs immediately. Our sense of time has changed. And so all of those things mean that I need to begin to rethink how I'm going to deliver the experience that my customers are requiring.
Well, that's exactly right. And folks, you know, one quick example would be, to me, of technology, Chip, would be if you're in the tire business, what if Amazon got in the tire business?
Well, sure.
So all you got to do is say to your customer, ma'am, how many miles do you drive a year? Oh, about 10,000. Okay, so let's divide that up. That's roughly 1,000 a month. So these tires are gonna wear for 30,000 miles. We need to check them again at 30,000. But I want to balance them every 5,000 miles. So it's December. Can I put down here to email you in May to have you bring these tires back to drop by, and we'll set up an appointment. We'll check your tires. We'll balance them, make sure they're in good shape, and so we want to make sure your family's safe. And if they say yeah, then all you gotta do is say, can I have your email?
There you go.
How high tech is that?
Well, it's not that high tech.
But when she sees, and next time she needs tires, when she sees an ad from Walmart or Amazon, is she going to go there?
No, she's going to go to the person who knows her and knows her information and knows her specific needs.
And wants to send her a stupid email.
Absolutely, and can respond in a tailored way, not a generic way.
I mean, that's as low high-tech as you get.
That's as low-tech as you could get, but it's meeting the need. It's providing a response that the customer values, and it says more than anything, I care about your welfare.
Mm-hmm. And there's so much out there that small business owners can adopt right now. We already know it's not only free, you're probably already using it.
Exactly.
But it just takes a little thought, doesn't it? And appreciating this implications word, that's a huge thing, isn't it?
It is. Saying, you're important, thank you for your business. You're important enough for me to keep track of you, what you need, what you require. And again, as you say, it's not that complicated to do. And the smart businesses, the big businesses, are doing it every day.
Yep.
And so I get all kind of emails from Amazon, because I bought X, you might like this.
That's right.
And I know they don't know me personally, but it certainly makes me feel like they do.
That's right. Yep. And you can do it and not make it creepy, right?
Right, exactly.
When small business owners do it, it doesn't sound creepy like it does when Amazon does.
Exactly.
Hey, Chip, I need your website again, please.
It's chipbell.com.
Hey, Chip, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, I'd love to, Jim. Always good to be with you, sir.
Love having you here. Take care of yourself.
Yes, sir.
Come back soon.
Take care.
Chip
All
Bell,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I promise. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.